escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The American people trust this president. That's why they overwhelmingly reelected him. And I think it's pathetic, some of the chatter that we see from these so-called experts who have zero accomplishments on their own resumes to point to. President Trump knows what he's doing. He has great instincts. This is a highly complex and brutal war that, again, inherited by Joe Biden. Russia did not invade Ukraine under President Trump. They invaded under Joe Biden because of his incompetence and his weakness. And this president is trying to solve it and bring it to an end. And he deserves great credit for that.
Get up, baby. Get up.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday.
Great to have you back, Shannon. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I heard that lucky Brett Baer is getting to travel to Alaska. You getting to go up there this weekend?
I won't be going this weekend, but you're going to see some other Fox faces there, too. So stand by.
Yeah.
They're going to bundle up and go enjoy Alaska in the summertime, which I understand is beautiful.
I've been up there salmon fishing about a year ago, and it was fantastic. Ooh. It was beautiful. Oh. The weather was a lot warmer than I thought. People have this vision of Alaska being a frozen tundra. It was beautiful and sunny for the 3 days I was up
there. Isn't
so
it sunny until
we'll
about 2 a.m.?
Yeah. The sun lasted a long time.
It was daylight. And as much as I'm already getting sad about the daylight and it's saving time, and at night it getting darker and darker. I'm like, no, summertime, don't go away.
I
maybe
know.
I just need to move to Alaska.
Yeah, it's true. You know, Caroline Leavitt on the defense a little bit there this morning on Fox and Friends, because people like John Bolton and others are claiming this is just a victory for Putin, and why is he even meeting with him, and he's going to get rolled. Those seem to be the media talking points this morning.
Yeah, and President Trump for years has said, listen, I want to be having a conversation with this guy. I want to know what's going on inside of his head. I feel like it's more helpful to have that dialogue than to just kind of bury my head in the sand and keep us at arm's length. So he's had a much different take on this than a lot of world leaders. But he also says, essentially, he's going to get in that room on Friday and know within a few seconds or minutes whether Putin is serious. I mean, we've had envoys back and forth. You've had Steve Witkoff and other conversations, top-level officials, Secretary Rubio. But I think the president's come to the realization, I've got to be in the room with this guy. If I can sense that there's not going to be any kind of deal to be made here, then we move on. And so I think we're at that moment.
Yeah, I was watching that and the reaction from people like Senator Blumenthal. I played a bite from him earlier. And, you know, he's like, this is a pivotal moment for Donald Trump, and Vladimir Putin could roll him while he's up there. People have been underestimating, I think, Donald Trump's negotiating skills for a while now.
Yeah, and at their own peril.
At their own peril.
So I think that, you know, I mean, ask some of the other countries that he's really gotten some tough trade deals and other things with. I mean, not everything's going to be 100% successful for any president, but I think he knows he's got to be the guy to close the deal if there is a deal to be made. But what I find fascinating is that these two are going to hold a joint press conference after their meetings. Cannot wait to see what comes from that. If they both show up, we'll see how the meeting goes.
Shannon, I know you're based out of D.C., right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So curious to get your take on this whole federal takeover, because I know Trump has 30 days and then Congress would have to act and allow him to prolong that. My question for you would be, do you know, let's just say Congress for whatever reason says no. Would mm-hmm. he be able to have it for the 30 days, take like a, you know, a 60 or a 90 day pause and then do another 30 day stint?
You know, I'm not sure. He's talked about the fact that he can only really be doing it if he declares a national emergency, which he doesn't want to do. But he says, listen, if Congress doesn't act with me and I think the situation actually requires it, I'll do that. So I'm not sure if there's a limit on how many times he could do that once he starts activating that particular way of doing this. But I got to tell you, having lived and worked in D.C. for 20 years, there's a very strong backbone from liberal local governments and leaders who feel very unhappy when there's a Republican in the White House giving them any direction about how they should be running the federal district, which is not a city. It, as you guys know, I mean, there are very special contours to what can and can't happen there. And the federal government, the White House, the House of Representatives, they have a lot of say over what goes on in D.C. So interesting to me that there are some local leaders saying like, hey, more police presence on the street would actually be helpful, while others say it's racist, it's a city of black and brown people who know how to govern themselves, and the president needs to stay out of the way.
Unbelievable. But correct me if I'm wrong. I heard Kilmeade yesterday relaying a story about one of your colleagues, Kevin Cork, who got robbed mm-hmm. when he went to his car mm-hmm. the other night.
Yeah, I mean, he was in a very serious situation. I think Kevin is one of our buddies. It's happened more than once since he's been in D.C., but I mean, just the other night, I was walking somewhere just a few blocks from the office where we work, mm-hmm. and it literally was embarrassing to me to get an Uber ride for like 2 minutes. But I thought, you know what? It's nighttime. There are a lot of people on the streets. And I hate to say it, but when you see young people together, it's a little bit concerning because, it's, you know, Gene Pirro, who is now the U.S. attorney there, says the laws are very different for young people in mm-hmm. D.C., and they can shoot people and carjack them and do all kinds of things and not wind up in jail or charged as an adult. So, you know, we're all more cautious these days.
It's a good point. We're working on something like that here in Missouri, too, and changing how they hold and treat juveniles, which I think is mm-hmm. overdue. Well, what do you have planned mm-hmm. for Sunday?
So obviously we'll be breaking down whatever happens in Russia, or excuse me, in Alaska. It used to be Russia, now Alaska. But we've got Senator Eric Schmidt as one of our guests with us, and we're working on a couple of others from inside the administration that we hope will be able to give us some good scoop on where we go from here. Because then this is just the White House is trying to manage expectations. You're not probably going to walk away from this with an ironclad deal, but it's step one.
Shannon Bream will be watching Sunday. Thank you.
See you then.
All right. Shannon Bream, Fox News Sunday. You can listen to it at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoons right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.